You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season's here. That means time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Thought it was good from Greg Pruitt. Had some perspective on a lot of things that we're certainly dealing with here with this team as it sits at 2-8 right now, on pace to have the number one pick in the NFL draft. Going to be an interesting matchup on Monday night. A wounded Ravens team coming into First Energy Stadium at 3-7 off of a victory over the Rams, a team that we know handled the Browns pretty well back in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I mean, just to interject here, I thought the most relevant and pertinent bit of advice that I guess Greg could give, and that's something that I wasn't aware of early in my career, and as I consistently reference, being a pro, learning from the vets and the standard that winning atmospheres constantly beat into your head, is that all those things, all those distractions, you know, from a week-to-week standpoint, or all those things that you want to dive into, will be there in the offseason, will be there when your career is over. And I thought for him to say, those beaches aren't going to go away in 2025, you know, after a 10-year career. So, and that's something that it was a part of the process for me, and I had to learn it. I didn't learn it the hard way, the way Johnny has, because I wasn't in the spotlight like Johnny, but I learned it from the guys that learned it from a series of veterans at that point in their career. And that in some cases, and I'm not saying we don't have leaders, that in some cases takes me back to kind of where Johnny was last year, where Johnny was sitting at a table by himself and Johnny was alienated from his teammates. Is he not that approachable yet in this setting by a veteran to literally not smack a kid or, you know, smack him around, but hey, put your arm around him like, dude, I don't care what you're doing tonight, clear it, because we're going to go to Hyde Park, and we're going to sit down for 3 hours at the dinner table tonight, and I'm going to walk you through what it's like to be a pro and what you should be doing instead of what you're doing now.
Right. Let me ask you, you know, when you see this, and it's all a busted coverage right now, I don't think he shouldn't be able to have a good time. I don't want people to think I'm saying that, but I'm not going to lie. We had him in here. And we had him, and he sat down with us, and he's like, I'm going to just take it easy. I'm not going to do anything that would embarrass the organization. And I don't think necessarily going out in Austin on a Friday night is embarrassing.
Does he live in Austin? Is he from Austin?
No.
Okay, so he had to go out of his way to be in Austin.
One night, he was at Austin Hotspot Real Rooftop, and then there was a DJ booth visit on Friday night at the Summit Rooftop Lounge, drinking Dom Perignon and rapping. So my question is, in your mind as a player, is this embarrassing the organization? And the only reason I ask is, let's think about who was on a bye week this week.
Steelers.
Nothing has surfaced yet about Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
Super Bowl champion, who's had his share of difficulties.
Yes, he has.
Elijah.
Okay, the Giants.
Super Bowl champion.
And he's in the mecca of sports media.
Yeah, nothing's going on with him. And then who else had a bye? And then Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
With Bourbon Street.
Super Bowl champion.
He probably he lives just off of Bourbon Street.
Super Bowl champion.
Correct.
So this is what I would say for people who are like, oh, well, you know, somebody just tweeted, not a big deal. You know, he needs a release. Needs to hit the playbook today and win. I'm not saying Johnny Manziel can't drink. If that's obviously okay with his post, you know, treatment program, I'm not saying that. Just do it in your house where these pictures don't end up on here. And to me, what it says is, on some level, it is very difficult. I don't believe it's true. I think football is the most important thing to him. But it certainly leads you to a conclusion that maybe it is not at the level in his priority of his priorities that it needs to be Johnny Manziel Super Bowl champion, right. Johnny Manziel Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, and the point that I made, and there was some explicitives that came with it after our break when I finally, you know, found it on Busted Coverage, the pictures and the videos and so on and so forth of Johnny Manziel. What I questioned too, as we go back into last football season and who he was and what he represented and the treatment that he sat in, and a lot of our conversation was about, you know, who are you hanging out with? You know, what people are you keeping close to me? And I thought there was words coming out that some people were going to get cut out of his life. And I guess knowing that he had been named the starter, that if I were Johnny Manziel's brother or a very close friend or confidant, it would get to the point where being in that club, having that bottle, rapping, and being in the scene is so not worth it, so much so that as embarrassing as it is to the franchise and to him after saying what he said in leaving Cleveland and have that pop up, that I would have Johnny Manziel, if I were the brother, the confidant, or the close friend, is I'd have Johnny Manziel walking back into the building with a black eye. Because I knocked Johnny out to keep him out of the news. So you walk in with a black eye. Okay, if your vision's not impaired, you can play quarterback just all in the same. But at least, like, your rep, you know, who you are and the steps that you've taken thus far are continuing to stay in line with why you deserve to be the starting quarterback. What's more embarrassing? This, the way we sit right now, to the franchise. I mean, if Mike Pettine walked up to him tomorrow morning, Johnny, what happened to your eye? Yeah, you know what? I was pushing the envelope. I was falling back into bad habits, and my brother just cold-cocked me to keep me in the house. So here, but I stayed in, and we had fun. But, Coach, as I said, I wouldn't do anything to compromise you, this team, or the franchise over the weekend.
Yeah, again, let me just say, he can have all the fun he wants. I'm not against having fun, and maybe he told them this is what I'm doing, and they said fine. And if they said you could go out to clubs in Austin, Texas, then there's absolutely no problem with it. It just is, and I know he's young, but he's been handed it, and the whole talking about, one of the reasons I wanted to see him be named the starter prior to the bye week was to see how he handled the bye week. And right now, for me, and I guess maybe I'm just an old fuddy-duddy at this point, I don't care what he does if he did it in his house. It's just a public perception. That's the issue. It's the perception of what you're doing, going out in clubs, swigging champagne from bottles. It just doesn't seem face of a franchise behavior.
Correct. And my question, even furthermore, to you know, edify that point, is in asking, is he from Austin? Because if he's not, Johnny Manziel would have had to go out of his way, you know, in planning, or to go out of his way to book a flight, or to drive, or to have a driver take him to Austin to enjoy that party, which in most cases, he knew in his heart of hearts, he probably shouldn't be taking part in. That's, to me, a very reckless way of living.
It is. And this is, I think, if this doesn't say it to you, this is the truth with Johnny. Johnny's Johnny. It's going to be Johnny. And if you're Johnny Manziel's your starting quarterback.
On the field and off the field.
If he's your starting quarterback, I think you're going to have to deal with these type of things forever. Maybe he'll mature as he gets older, but you're going to be dealing with this certainly while he remains a young quarterback in this league. And so it is a matter, it just says to me, his play has got to be at a level that you are willing to deal with these things from your quarterback.
100%.
And if it's not, then it becomes another discussion. But I was actually really happy when I came in here today because we had heard absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
We had seen absolutely nothing.
I had heard nothing until you said this.
And then all of a sudden, it came all out. And again, he can do whatever he wants, but it's just a perception. Here it is. You've been handed the starting job to the Cleveland Browns. So you want to have like a big old house party with some of your friends or a hotel party down there? Fine. Make sure you keep whoever's in there with phones out. You know what I mean? Like, you can do these things in ways that don't lead to these type of results. And I think that's what people are a little bit more, not upset, but maybe miffed at.
Correct.
As it goes
and
with John.
The other point that I'd like to make is the same way, you know, that I was an advocate, as much as we continually talk about getting a quarterback or having Johnny Manziel be our quarterback next year and how great it would be to have Josh Gordon back with another weapon opposite of him, I was the guy that was in favor of getting rid of Josh Gordon because he is still linked to the Cleveland Browns. So every time he messes up, yes, Josh Gordon, you know, reaps the negative attention, but so does his employer, which happens to be the Cleveland Browns. And for me, you have just taken that step, and articles, you know, fingers were bleeding with articles being printed about Johnny Manziel being a starter for the remainder of the season. And you get this, which to me is a direct slap in the face.
It's just, it's surprising. 216-578-0850. Let's get Jeff in Cleveland with us. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was just calling. I guess I'm on the other side of it. You know, I don't think it's embarrassing the team. I guess I'm not trying to make apologize for him or, you know, but he is 22, and all the quarterbacks you just named were basically married, and Ben Roethlisberger, none of them are as popular as him, and you have to realize that, too. If he goes out anywhere, people are going to ask for his picture and stuff. Like, he's just popular. I mean, I can remember when he first came here last year, how even media here was complaining about how it was so many media from all around just to cover him, you know? And it's like he's in a no-win situation, because if he doesn't take a picture or have a good time, people are going to say, oh, what kind of, you know, and I guess you guys are saying that he should think about the team and not go out.
I'm saying do whatever you want, but you can keep yourself out of public situations where you're in a club holding bottles of champagne. Do it in your house. Go rent a hotel,
but
get a big hotel.
Who do you know 22 wants to do that? I mean, I know you guys.
I went to plenty of, like, when I was that age. I go plenty. Like, if you go to a good
But I mean, to that point is, okay. So, in actuality, you're saying, yes, Johnny Manziel will win the popularity contest 100 times out of 100 over Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, and Blake Bortles, okay? He'll win the popularity contest, but right now, as we sit in the business side of the NFL, who's more valuable to their franchise? Blake Bortles, Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, or Johnny Manziel?
I hear what you're saying, but if you look at the flip side, though, you can guarantee Monday Night Football rather sees Johnny Manziel than any of those quarterbacks you just named.
Yeah, but that's not
be successful.
Okay, so the difference between Johnny and another 22-year-old, I would say, is he's getting compensated a lot of money to do one thing, and that's play quarterback in the NFL. And as we know, and if you read that Monday Morning Quarterback article with Carson Palmer, my goodness, the amount of time it takes, and this is a guy who's been a veteran and has been in the league forever, and the diligence in the preparation that he goes through every single week to get ready and play at the level that he is. He's 21-4 in his last 25 games as a starter. It boggled my mind a little bit. But it's also what I expected. It's how when I talked to you about if I was ever fortunate enough to have that kind of athletic ability or those skills, that's how I would do it. I'd be a total junkie. You can have fun. I remember this, and people may say that again. I'm crazy, or Willie McGinnis told me. I remember I was driving with him in L.A. We were going to dinner, and he said, you know, you talk to some of the young players who had a lot of success, and you say, guys, what you don't understand is you have the entire offseason for partying, for women, for whatever. And you know what brings the partying the way you want to party and the women the way you want the women? Winning. And what do you do? How do you win? By locking all of that distraction beep out during the season, focusing in. And for people who say, no, somebody said, well, everybody else you're talking about, every player under 23 parties on their one weekend off. First of all, it's his second weekend off in a row. Okay, he had a Thursday night game. Who played on Thursday night this week?
Don't recall.
Your favorite uniforms in the NFL.
Oh, Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Okay.
A rookie quarterback.
And a second-year
quarterback.
In the same draft class.
Who are both Blake starting Bortles, for the franchises and
Marcus
have from
Mariota.
Day one.
And Marcus Mariota went to Oregon. He was at the Oregon game. You don't see one picture of those guys out partying. And those guys are both certainly popular people. They're not Johnny Manziel. They're not Johnny Football. But you haven't heard anything like that about Marcus Mariota. You haven't heard anything about that.
But that's my biggest point is that I tried to make with the caller is, okay, Johnny Manziel's going to win the popularity contest. But in regards to his value as an NFL quarterback, he ranks fourth out of the guys that were drafted in his same year.
Right.
Which would you want? First, second, or third? Or fourth? Or the most popular guy?
It's not about popularity. That's why I think that's such a strange argument that this is good for his. This is not good for his brand. What's good for Johnny Manziel's brand is being a starting quarterback in the NFL and winning. That's what's good for your brand. And
how great would it have been to have articles written about, hey, Johnny really is maturing. He got named the starter and he came back and you didn't hear a peep.
Which I thought we had it. I thought we were there. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to another Browns rookie. Danny Shelton will be with us. From the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, where he's out giving Thanksgiving meals out there, Danny Shelton, the Browns' first pick this year, will be back with us on CBD right after this.